Pod Quiz 1003. Hi there and welcome to Pod Quiz 1003. Before we start, I would like to thank new Patreon patron, Marte.
Round 1.
We start this week with an odd one out music round. There are 4 pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like artist and title. And for number 5, I'd like you to select the odd one out of the 4.
Question 1.
Been so long. It's a hollow feeling when it comes down to dealing friends. It never ends.
It's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I could teach you, but I have to charge.
Question 2.
Watch if you're smart.
La 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 la.
Warm it up.
La 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 la.
Here words count.
Question 3.
I first produced my pistol and then produced my rapier. I said, stand on and deliver. On the devil, he may take you. Push your ring down.
Question 4. Question 5.
So yes, I'd like you to tell me the odd one out of those 4.
Round 2.
Round 2 is on thought experiments.
Question 6.
According to a thought experiment by physicist Erwin Schrödinger, what animal exists in a state of being both alive and dead until being observed?
Question 7.
The infinite monkey theory states that a monkey hitting random keys on a typewriter for an infinite period of time will eventually produce the complete works of which author and playwright?
Question 8.
In which thought experiment does a mythical king of Athens replace all the parts of his ship, leading to speculation over whether it remains the same ship?
Question 9.
Which thought experiment involves a runaway tram on a collision course with a number of people and a bystander who can divert it to save them, but in doing so sacrifice just one person?
Question 10.
In mathematics, Hilbert's paradox of the Grand Hotel is a thought experiment that illustrates the properties of what mathematical concept?
Round 3.
Round 3 is old news. You're about to hear 5 short clips from contemporary news programmes. And in each case, I'd like you to tell me the year in which they were broadcast. You're allowed 1 year either side of the right answer here.
Question 1. Question 11.
Approaching Lakehurst, the Hindenburg appeared a conquering giant of the skies, but she proved a puny plaything in the mighty grip of fate. It almost seemed as if fate had set the stage for the horrible tragedy. A graceful craft sailing serenely to her doom.
Question 12.
This government, as promised, has maintained the closest surveillance of the Soviet military buildup on the island of Cuba. Within the past week, unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive missile sites is now in preparation on that imprisoned island.
Question 13.
The long-anticipated freedom march from Selma to Alabama's capital of Montgomery finally gets underway as Dr. Martin Luther King addresses the crowd at the starting point. Twice before, the marchers had been turned back by state troopers. Now they march under a federal court order and with the protection of federalized National Guard units and regular troops, a total of nearly 3,000 men.
Question 14.
Now, day one. Day one of Ronald Reagan's presidency, and day one of freedom for 52 Americans. Though thousands of miles apart, these two historic events moved almost on parallel tracks today. The new president had not been in office an hour when the former hostages became free men and women again. And they are well along now on their trip to West Germany and eventually to home.
Question 15.
All right, we have a breaking news right now. I want to go to Sanjay Gupta. Sanjay, just to give you a chance here, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has passed away. And tell me what you know. We literally are just getting this right now, Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, well, that's tough to absorb, obviously. I'm just hearing it right with you, Aaron.
Round 4.
The final round this week is science and technology.
Question 16.
In computing, what does the acronym GUI, or G-U-I, stand for?
Question 17.
What is the symbol of the chemical element tungsten? Is it T-E, T-S, or W?
Question 18.
Which educational technology company has a green owl as its mascot?
Question 19.
Nephrology is a medical specialty concerning the study of which organs?
Question 20.
Which space probe was remotely reprogrammed in April 2024 to work around a memory failure and allowing its 46-year mission to continue? I shall be back in just over a minute with the answers after Alex Cult with a piece of music called Thought Experiments. Number one was Tequila Sunrise by Eagles.
It's another tequila sunrise. This old world still looks the same.
Number two was Milkshake by Kellis.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the
boys. Number three was Whiskey in the Jar by Thin Lizzy.
There's whiskey in the jar, oh.
Number four was Red Red Wine by UB40.
Red, red wine.
And number five, The Odd One Out, was number two, Milkshake, because that is a non-alcoholic beverage, and all of the other songs, Tequila Sunrise, Whiskey in the Jar and Red Red Wine, refer to alcoholic beverages.
Round two.
Round two was on thought experiments, and the answer to number six, the animal used in Schrödinger's thought experiment, was a cat. Number seven, the infinite monkey theory suggests that the monkey will type the complete works of William Shakespeare. Number eight, that thought experiment about the parts of a ship being replaced is the ship of Theseus. Number nine, the thought experiment involving the runaway tram is the trolley problem. And number 10, Hilbert's paradox of the Grand Hotel illustrates the properties of infinite sets. If you just said infinity, that counts as well, I think.
Round three.
Round three was old news, and the answer to number 11, the Hindenburg disaster, was 1937. Sailing serenely to her doom. Number 12, the Cuban Missile Crisis, was 1962. Number 13, the Selma to Montgomery March, was 1965. A total of nearly 3,000 men. Number 14, Iran releasing hostages, was 1981. To West Germany and eventually to Holland. And number 15, the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, was 2020.
Round 4.
The final round was science and technology, and the answer to number 16, GUI stands for Graphical User Interface. Number 17, the symbol for the chemical element tungsten comes from its old name wolfram and its W. Number 18, that technology company with a green owl as its mascot is Duolingo. Number 19, nephrology is the study of kidneys. And number 20, that space probe that was reprogrammed was Voyager 1. That's it for PodQuiz 1003. Some messages before we go. Happy birthday, Rachel. You bring me so much joy and love into my life every day. Here's to another year of love, laughter, and endless trivia-filled road trips together. Love, Patrick. Happy 11th birthday, Holden. Here's to many more car trip quizzes. Love, Mom, Dad, and Sky. Dear Julia, happy birthday. Wishing you a quiz-tastic day filled with all the right answers. Love, Kate. And happy belated birthday to Jason from the SF Bay Plus team. That's it from me. Bye now.